to that day, he has
Blog Talk Radio by himself.
You know, but the good thing about that, if he would have went out there every day by himself, he would have kept his business up and it wouldn't fail how it failed. And so I say that to you to say, good ideas, but write them down. Because when you write them down, elaborate them, because you have to work. You have to work. You know, it's good, and that's why it's good that the Lord gave you an athletic body. You know, and that's why they said, man, what do you think Himanshu going to do? Just say some niggas trying to be asking me about my little brother. I say, man, I think Montre will be an excellent sports player. I say that all the time, man. This nigga played every sport. Nigga, to the point, look, me and you remember we went to, I don't know if I was with you, we went to O'Reilly. Nigga had on your Pacific jacket. Nigga, the nigga said,
Montre.
He looked at my name. I showed him my name. He said, you got somebody that go to Pacific. I said, oh, no, not right now. He said, oh. He said, that last name, St. Mary. I said, oh, my brother did. He said, oh, you know Keymontre? I said, yeah. He said, man, he dope. I said, man, I got to tell my brother he did his thing. Like, I ain't nobody in my life ever. Bro, as far as that last name to remember, plenty. But I say that to say, and I'll let you talk. Give me a few seconds, bro. When you write your ideas down, and he's going to talk on it too. But what I was saying is you'll be a good sports player. And the midst of being a good sports player, you got to have a business after that. Because what's going to happen in your life, you're going to touch a lot of money. But the thing about your habit in your life, bro, you're going to blow a lot of money in the blink of an eye. Nigga, you like Oreos and snacks while you playing the game, bro. So, nigga, that lets me know, bro, you will blow $5,000 at Walmart without knowing. It's normal. If you ain't, you know, but if you got the money, but, you know, I say that to say, without a business proposal, you're just going to blow that five instead of putting it into a stock or something. You get me?
Yeah. Let me say this. They both got the general aspect of business down, you know. It's supply and demand, you know. Somebody needs something, you supply it, you know. And not a lot of young people, I haven't really talked to this generation like that. You know, I would like to have more conversations with young people like this, bro, because, like, I don't know where they mind state at. I just assume. Yeah.
When it comes to Keymontre, right? He mentioned Carpenter. And when he mentioned it, my hands are bing, right? Because if you could be the best football player, the best basketball player, is that Spider-Man? Bringing that mess into the church, best basketball player, and you'd be the best soccer player. As soon as you hurt yourself,
it's over.
So you have to have something to fall back on. Now you got brains in your head. You're smarter than all outdoors. And yeah, you got the whole pie to yourself. The whole cake. You got it. Depends on how you're gonna slice it. Now, if I was in your head, I would say, all right, we're gonna do the sports thing, but we're gonna learn the carpenter. We're gonna go to class for that. And we get a certificate for that. And then your first contract that you get is guaranteed to be over $1 million. Why? Because you just can't build a house for nothing. You just can't build a parking lot for nothing. You can't build churches for nothing. So you're the contractor. That means you just got to know how to do everything. You're the boss. You get the check, right? And then you hand out what you want to hand out for the people that work for you. Every time you get a contract, it's $1 million here. I guarantee you, you'll stop playing sports where you're making, like, what they say, $50 million a year. Yeah. You will quit that, continuing this, because you're making $1 million. No, you can't do no work. All you're doing is taking a job. But in the sports, you're running, getting hit, you're sweating, you're exercising. Contracting, you're making just as much money or more. Uncle Rodney is in Hollywood. He's been in Hollywood since Jamie Foxx and then Jamie Foxx. You notice how he stayed on contract when all he had to do was throw his money in the pot for the movie? Because he's making just as much. Matter of fact, he's making more than what Jamie's making. If you look at his Rolls Royce and look at Jamie's Rolls Royce, people are like, well, how is that? And he's, because he's a contractor. He ain't even doing that. He's a bodyguard for these people. He just signed the paper and sent the people to work, So he got millions coming from doing nothing, and then two days when he got from doing nothing.
And that's crazy because I used to work with my uncle. He does refrigeration. So, like, he owns his own refrigeration company. So, like, all he got to do is get a contract with Food for Less or get a contract with Rouse, you know, and he don't have to do none of the work. You know, he get people to do the work for him, but he's still getting a lump sum of that money just doing what he's doing, just making the deal. You the middleman, baby.
You're the contractor. You can sell contracts to 15 or 20 little contractors. Now you're making millions off of 15 or 16 people. Each one of them is separate. Each of that $16 million every other month.
And I'm wondering, like, how he got this mansion, how he doing this, how he doing, all he doing is refrigeration. I'm like, how's he doing this?
Self-contract guy.
Man.
We, as the people, black people, think smarter and not harder. Work smarter and not harder. We have all these brains, right? And we would go for sports. Take, for example, your brother. Smart. Brain. Athletic. Did I take him to box or did I take him to church? I think it's a shirt. Boxing, yeah, you could be making games. But what you're about to get right here, this right here, it's priceless. There's no money that can give you for this right here. You get the thing, it's giving you a scan of things. You think it's so detailed. So detailed. And, last of all, point. Because Anakin, Larry, everybody, even Michael, because nobody came and said, here's the script, and this is how we're going to do it. We ask you the question, here, fill in the blank.
I wouldn't have read it anyway.
So everything we did, we've done it off of the spirit. So I'd rather give the spirit of Jesus to these boys, because they're going to end it. They're going to end racism. They're going to end everything. These are the biggest. I'm Generation X.
You
guys are Generation Y. See?
I guess so.
Yeah. All right, so we're telling you guys it's time to end it.
A few generations. Did I make them Generation A? Or?
They start from negative. Brand new from the start. So, in other words, yeah. What your brother, the king, did a couple of days ago, Saturday, they made a solid foundation for you to come. And then when you come around, they're going to make it so you have to fight. Now they have something, so we took it away from these guys. And then if you come around, then all he's going to be doing is making money.
See, and that's the reason, like, that's the reason why I was so mad at the situation, how it happened, you know, with Papa Smart and stuff like that, bro. Because I really wanted Jaw to work. Like, I wanted Jaw to get the money.
That's why we got him. His job.
And it's like, bro, when I was young, I used to save money. Like, I used to save money constantly. For no reason. I get lunch money. My mom would get lunch money. I get free lunch. She's still giving me lunch money. I'll be saving. What?
So you talking to me now. I'll take this one.
The spirit is cold, bro, because, you know, Parsi, you want to pop with Smurf. You know, I told Nancy like this, my wife, I told her like this. We're about to put Nana. I told my wife like this. We're about to put Nana on my phone bill, on our phone plan.
Yeah.
And so I said, we're going to go out to eat. You know, we're going to talk to her about the phone plan. You know, I said, you know, no matter how the meeting goes, you know, we got to get her on the phone plan. And so I say that to say, you know, no matter how life goes, as long as your mind made up, you know, it's going to happen how it happens. And so I reflect to say that to say, you know, me and you were talking about, you know, the boys. You know, dang, that's a person. Before we even got in this, you know, we was in the field. You know, when you were still young in this, you know, dang, you know, we're out of boys when we get on this, that, and the other. And so I say that to say, bro, the spirit is so cold because, yes, we got Papa Smurf in there, but where did Papa Smurf lead to? We were talking about the whole damn time.
Yeah.
And so I say that to say, like, bro, God is good. Jesus Christ, the great Lord God Almighty, is good, like the Spirit works in our favor. And like, I just start realizing stuff like this at work. Just after you throw 30,000 boxes, bro, you just start thinking of random stuff, bro. But,
I know.
But I say that to say, bro, the Spirit works the way it works, bro, but it works in our favor.
We doing all this work, so them niggas don't gotta move no boxes.
Man,
but like, I'm just gonna say this. Hold on, I just wanna say this, nigga. You the one who created the question. You said what you felt in the beginning. Speak into the mic.
I'm a civilian.
I'm a civilian.
You ain't gonna get up. No, but you know, to reflect on the question, you know, the business. The reason I thought about that because now is the best time to impact the world with a black business. And it's it's the best time to impact the world on, you know, with a black business. Because at work, you know, I be mad sometimes. Like, man, I hate this place. I want to get out of here. Man, yesterday they put me in a spot I never been before. Bro, and I messed up.
Can I kind of say something real quick? You got to be a good businessman to where if you're a boss and you give somebody their check and I want him to pay attention because I want him to hear what I'm saying. If you're the boss, you bring somebody their check, you know, and they see something nice, you got to be like, yeah, look at this watch. You know what that is? That's a Rolex. You don't want to buy this?
That nigga had $200 in his pocket. I was like, hey, she had $200. I got to get some of that money.
I'm like,
no, but I say that to say, like, you know, I be something like, you know, yesterday, man, they put me in a spot never been before. Man, I messed up because I went over there. They only threw 10,000 boxes, 12,000 boxes. By the end of my day, bro, there was 45,000 boxes thrown. You do the math. And so I messed up. I'm talking to my boy I was with. I'm like, man, I think we messed up. They're going to try to have us over here all the time. They over there saying, good job. First, I'm taking this cat, bro. Like, oh, you guys doing good. We're like, man, it's cat. You know, y'all just want us over here. Bro, they show us the numbers. They say, you know, we was last in place. Well, in the last 30 minutes, we put them back in first place. So, no, I say that to say, you know, to reflect on y'all, I'm a hard worker. You know, but I was telling people also at work, I said, man, I messed up. I said, because I didn't want to go to school. I said, man, I'd rather work hard. I said, man, that wasn't the best thing to do. I said, man, I'd be hurt every time my brother say every sport he play. I'd be happy for him. I said, I'd be hurt because, nigga, I was just as good as him, if not even better. But, nigga, we were smoking, chilling, and fighting. But, you know, I'm like, man, I wasted my life. So I try to tell them, like, you know, if you're going to do the sports thing, you know, do it.
You know,
I feel bad I didn't do it. But back on the business schedule game, you know, I was thinking, like, man, I'm tired of Target. Man, I went to Mercedes, bro. Nigga, this is when I realized I got it. Expensive taste, but I went to Mercedes, all the cars cool.
You
I was just feeling it.
Oh,
the car, nigga, the car, I liked it, bro. I went up to it. I said,
$80,000.
Nigga, I wish.
$80,000.
$125,000.
$61,000,
bro.
Oh,
I'm taking it through with
it. Hey, I want that Tesla truck.
Nigga,
that's way more than
I think that's like. If that car was $79,000, I would have said, man, Target, you just gonna have to roll with me. Bro, like, I'm like, man. Nigga, and then I'm looking like for some cheaper that look like it, nigga, Maybach. Nigga, you know how much a Maybach is?
Hold
on.
Tell me this. We have exclusive taste, right? And we want it all, right? I want it all. What would you do if you guys come back and do another TV taping? Would you walk in and negotiate, or would you just go through the movie tape?
Negotiate. I need that money.
Negotiate. I was just doing movies. If he went once,
I can see.
And they mean it for you to come back. I'm gonna come back.
That's like what I was saying. And I'm
the third time, I'm gonna need that.
It's like what I told you, bro. On a different scale, on a street level. It's not about who knows you.
Yeah.
It's not about who you know. It's about who knows you.
Yeah, and that's like.
Okay.
And that's the same thing. Sorry. Put your right hand over your heart. And be like me. Like,
I pledge allegiance.
There was no script.